you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
Hey, Larson.
And welcome to our WrestleMania 37 from Raymond James Stadium predictions. Of course, we want to say thanks once again to Sean Rossap for having us on to discuss, to really feel out these predictions. Larson, I'm going to ask you something real quick. We gave our predictions on Fightful. This is our official predictions video. Are you making any changes? Because you do have the right to do that.
No, I don't think so. As far as the actual picks, no, I don't think so. I think I adjusted a couple confidence points. Mm. All the picks are the same. I'm sticking by my picks. Sticking by all.
All right, this is fun.
Did you make any changes whatsoever?
No, I did not. No.
Good.
I'm just riding with what I got.
And good.
Let the chips fall where they may.
Before we get into this,
I think I made good points on all my picks, Larson.
You made good picks, made good points. Let's explain confidence points real quick. For example, on this Mania card, there's 14 matches. So the match you're most confident in, you give 14 confidence points. The match you're least confident, you give one, so on down the line. So every match has a confidence point value attached to it. Every correct pick you get that number of points. Whoever has most points at the conclusion of the shows wins predictions and Big Red, which is somewhere behind me.
Are you sure he's there? He hasn't got up and left or anything.
Well, it's a belt. I can't walk. It's there.
I see it.
Okay. You can see it?
Yes.
All right.
100%. All right. Let's kick things off.
Has he been talking to you at all?
No, it's a belt.
Larson.
Just heard something. No, that was, you're just doing this. So that would be championship.
All right. What's in the kickoff show? Night two. Isn't there a kickoff night two?
But not night one. Two? That's SmackDown. Kickoff night one is SmackDown on Friday. So we're kicking things off with the main card of night one. Mm. They haven't announced what the kickoff show match is for night two.
Yeah, right? That's weird.
Bob Lashley defending the WWE Championship against Drew McIntyre. Steve, who do you have?
I have Drew McIntyre, and I have a whopping 9 confidence points on my fellow Scotsman. We're both from the Highlands, Larson. Didn't you know that?
Oh, no, I was unaware.
No, that's not true. I do have Drew with nine confidence points. I think that it became fairly obvious once Bobby Lashley put a bounty on his head using the 24/7 division. They tried to make him big bad heel so that the people wouldn't cheer for Bobby Lashley, and they would start booing when Drew McIntyre won, because that's what they want. And they want to give Drew McIntyre, for all the hard work he's done, I think they just want to sort of say, okay, well, is this guy as over as we hope he is? Let's roll with it, because he's like the best thing we got right now on Raw in terms of, you know, top face guys. Mm-hmm. Drew McIntyre is going to win that title in front of the fans in the opening bout of WrestleMania.
Yep. Same. I got the same thing. 12 confidence points, however. 12. It's probably too much, but 12 confidence points. Yeah, once Bob Lashley went to the 24/7 locker room and put a bounty on Drew's head,
it was over.
That was as huge of a tell as you could give us as viewers that he was probably losing. Next, tag team turmoil. Dana Brooke, Mandy Rose versus Lana and Naomi versus Natalya and Tamina versus Riot Squad versus, leaked, that WWE retracted the image they had posted up, I believe, on their Twitter. Carmella and Billie Kay are going to maybe, potentially, forge an alliance to take part in this match. Even with that in mind, I'm hard-pressed to see anybody other than Lana and Naomi walking out of this, unless there's some unannounced team that's going to be in it too. That's the story. That's the constant over the last few months, as it relates to the women's tag titles. I got Lana and Naomi, but only 2 confidence points.
This is a...
Are you about to make a bad pick? Ooh. Yeah. Here, maybe if you work it out,
do I think WWE is going to do something cool or not? Lana and Naomi, 1 confidence point.
All right. All right. Why? What were you going to say?
I was going to say Carmella and Billy Kay falls apart before the match even happens. Peyton Royce steps up. The Iconics win. And then they win the next night against Nia and Shayna.
That'd be great.
I'm going to kick myself. You know what? Screw it. It's three confidence points. Yeah, I'm going with the Iconics winning
this.
There
you go. Good. Good. Oh, go on a limb.
That's it. They're not even on the same brand.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Good. Go on a limb. Next, Seth Rollins versus Cesaro. Who do you got, Steve? I know who you got. How many confidence points do you have on your pick?
Yeah, I got Seth Rollins. I'm trying to figure that out right now because I've got two numbers written down here. Hold on. Oh, okay. I've got six confidence points on Seth Rollins.
All right. I got four on Cesaro. Cesaro needs a huge win, a huge singles win. Seth and Cesaro are friends. They used to travel together. Seth will totally do the job for Cesaro. Totally.
I feel less bad about saying the Iconics are going to return now because you picked Cesaro for this match.
Yeah.
How many confidence points? Four?
Four. Just four.
Okay. All right. Because that ain't going to happen. Cesaro's not winning.
It could totally happen.
He's
not
winning this match, dude. He's already swung Seth Rollins like a million times. I'm telling you, the swing is going to be the thing.
Nah, that's not close enough to a win. He's going to have the 3-minute swing and get the W off it. Next, for the Raw Tag Team titles, The New Day defending against AJ Styles and Amos. Everything they've done in this build-up to this has had The New Day, barring a couple instances where Amos, I think one is specifically where Amos destroyed Kofi and Xavier Woods. That was 2 weeks ago. Everything else has favored The New Day. AJ's lost three singles matches in a row. I've seen this multiple times. Reminds me a lot of the Build to Survivor Series where AJ was basically hapless, mm-hmm. and he led his team to victory. I think we're going to see the same thing again. We're going to see new tag champs. I probably have way too many confidence points on this, but so be it. AJ and Amos, 10 confidence points.
I have 11 confidence points on this, and I think it's completely and absolutely a lock. I think that you should have more confidence points on this, to be honest with you, because that's not enough. This could, in fact, get all the confidence points if there wasn't that celebrity match. Wow. Yeah, no, this has all the lots of confidence points for me.
All right. I'm excited to hear how many confidence points you have on this next bout, Steve. Braun Strowman versus Shane McMahon.
Yeah, I don't like this. Let's see, how many do I have? I've got Braun Strowman with way too many confidence points because I really don't. I've got Braun Strowman with 10 confidence points.
Wow.
I don't see anywhere else I can switch off confidence points with. I'm fine with that. He's got to win this. He's got to win this. He's going to outsmart Shane. You can't tell. Here's the thing, dude. You cannot do the be a star thing. Talk about Braun Strowman saying people are bullying me and then be outsmarted by Shane in a loss at WrestleMania. You can't do that. So Braun Strowman has got to win this thing.
Yeah, he's got to win this.
He's got to win this.
He has to. I got Braun, but I only have seven because WWE, you never know.
I know. This is a wild 10 points for me, but yeah.
They could do the thing where he does throw, I don't think they're going to, where he gets so angry he throws Shane off the top of the cage. Shane technically wins. Braun destroys him afterwards.
I would think that it's more likely. Here's what I could see happening, and I'm just stealing it from you. He's about to throw Shane off the top. He stops. Thinks, and then instead he turns around and he throws him up because Shane's gonna do something crazy here.
Yeah,
throws him off. So he just throws him off the other side.
Yeah, yeah,
or up into the inside.
Yeah, totally. I'm just hoping they reference that spot because that's throwback to the spot against Kevin Owens in a cage
for sure.
Yeah, just chucked him off the top of the cage and lost.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Next, the aforementioned celebrity match, Bad Bunny and Damian Priest taking on Miz and Morrison. It's Bad Bunny and Damian Priest, 14 confidence points. It's all the confidence points. Copy and paste. For Steve, 14 confidence points for Bad Bunny and Damian Priest.
Nothing needs to be said here.
No. he's getting that win. They ruined his car.
Mm-hmm.
Next main event, I hope, of night one, it should be Sasha Banks defending the SmackDown Women's Championship against Bianca Belair. Steve, who do you have?
Bianca Belair. I've got 5 confidence points on this because I think that Sasha's WrestleMania record is terrible. I mean, you could say that it's so bad. What's another loss going to hurt her? But this might not main event. And if it doesn't main event, like you said yesterday, who knows? Mm-hmm. But yeah, I feel like they've built it so that Bianca will either have her Bret Hart Stone Cold moment, or she's going to have her Stone Cold HBK moment. But I think it's going to be the latter. I think she's going to win this.
Yeah, I got Bianca with 8. Just everything about the story would lead one to believe that Bianca has to get this win. You know, it even if it doesn't main event and she still loses, it's going to be kind of a head scratcher. But yeah, she should totally win. Hopefully it does main event.
I mean, what I hope would happen is they would do the Stone Cold thing where this is her moment where she just looks great in a loss. And then it takes her another year to get back and she's bigger than ever. I mean, you'd have to trust that WWE would know how to do that these days.
That's kind
and
of
I
a
don't.
Huge thing.
It is a big thing. So it's like, no, just have her win. Just mm-hmm. do the thing. Have her win. Mm-hmm. It's a big moment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's move on to night 2. U.S. title bout, Riddle versus Sheamus. Now, Sheamus has been doing incredible work over the last year.
Oh, yeah.
On awesome match after awesome match, including a series of awesome matches against Riddle. That being said, I feel like Riddle's been doing really good work for the most part. Some of his promo stuff is a bit much, but in-ring, always delivers. He hasn't been U.S. champ that long. They could always do a thing where they kind of reward Sheamus for all his hard work by giving him this title. That being said, Sheamus has lost basically everything of late. I don't see him pulling a win out here. In fact, I have Matt Riddle with 11 confidence points.
Yeah, I've got 12. I've got one more than that. He's totally winning this. Sheamus already beat him clean on regular TV to get this match. Now he's going to lose this one. So Riddle, 12 confidence points.
Yep. Next, for the women's tag team titles, your champions Shayna Baszler and Nia Jax defending against the Iconics. As Steve picked.
Yeah.
And then Lana and Naomi. I'm guessing you're taking the Iconics to pick those belts back up, huh?
Sure, why not? Yeah, they deserve it. It's not going to happen. But Peyton Royce isn't doing anything these days, so why not?
Nope. How many confidence points? 1 or 2?
Oh, only 2. I've got 2 for the night before. I'm sorry, I've got 1 for the night before, 2 for this one.
Yeah. I have 1 on Lana and Naomi winning, getting those tag titles.
Mm-hmm.
Next, Kevin Owens versus Sami Zayn.
Dude, I really think this can go either way, especially with Kevin Owens shoving Logan Paul. I'm trying to figure out a way really quickly how I could. Do I feel? Yeah, no. At this point, I really don't feel confident in much. I got to give this. It's Kevin Owens 7 confidence points. I don't feel great about that. Yeah, I know. I don't feel great about it, but yeah, that's sort of where I'm going.
I got Kevin Owens with 5, like I said on our Fightful predictions video the other day. For me, if it's a 50-50 proposition, if it can go either way, I'm just going to go with the face win because I feel like there'd be a lot of face wins at Mania. They want this to be a feel-good show, probably. Kevin Owens winning would be pretty cool. But yeah, I don't know how Logan Paul's going to play in the whole thing. So
I really should have, actually. Well, I can't now. It's no big deal.
What?
I should have given 7 confidence points to freaking Seth Rollins, to be honest with you. Should give this one 4. Oh, well. Whatever.
You're all in on Seth. Next, for the Raw.
Yeah, can I make that change now? Am I allowed to make that change or no? Is that all right?
I mean, you already said it, so I guess by the rules of things, you're not allowed to change.
Fine. Next.
Asuka versus Rhea Ripley. I mean, I kind of feel like they really telegraphed Asuka winning this match on Raw. It's a bummer for Rhea because she's great. She's really good. She's going to be a massive star.
Mm-hmm.
It really confuses me why they'd put her in this position if for her to only lose. But I guess, you know, they were kind of desperate to find an opponent for Asuka for WrestleMania. Anyways, I got Asuka 9 confidence points.
Wow, a lot of confusion with a lot of confidence points. That might be a man. I've got Asuka with 4 confidence points, and even 4, that, yeah. I feel like it's too much. Yeah.
Well, you got 14 matches. You got to, like, some matches you're really not that confident.
I know, but you have to put a lot of confidence points in some of these matches. Well, I don't know, you know? No, I know. I'm with you.
I know. For the Intercontinental title, your champion, Big E, taking on Apollo Crews. Who do you got, Steve?
I got Apollo Crews. It's his match. I think they really like what they've done with him. And I think they need to have Big E chase something to sort of really figure out what they're going to do with him. And so I'm going to say Apollo Crews. I think this is like the one time like a bad guy wins in on this one, because you have to have some bad guy win at some point. Besides in the main event, which I think people are going to cheer that anyways. I'm going to say Apollo Crews picks up the Intercontinental Championship. I don't feel good about it. Three confidence points.
Three. All right. I got Big E with six. Again, as I said in the Fightful Predictions video, this reminds me a lot of the Crews MVP feud, where MVP like challenged for that U.S. title seemingly like half a dozen times, even made a new belt. Still didn't win.
Yeah.
Still didn't win.
Yeah. Yeah.
Next, we got The Fiend taking on Randall Keith Orton. This is really a match The Fiend should win. And I hope they do something to kind of rid themselves of the ghosts of Mania 33. Will they? I don't know. Fiend's winning, though. 13 confidence points.
Oh, yeah. Copy and paste. I've got Fiend with 13 confidence points, too. That's good. If you lose, totally I lose. Win that.
Exactly. All right. Now it's time for
But here's the thing. It's Randy Orton at WrestleMania. I don't know. I honestly don't know who's a piece of... I understand the point that a dude burned another dude, but that doesn't, in this case, necessarily make him the bad guy. I feel like all the mind games that The Fiend and Alexa have played, they're the ones who are on top of the leaderboard. I feel like they're the people who've gotten more over on this guy. Because you set him on fire, he just comes back even more powerful.
Yeah.
And he's got a friend with him? Fiend's got to win this.
He has to win this. All right, let's talk main event.
This time. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's talk main event. Roman Reigns versus Daniel Bryan versus Edge. Go ahead, make your case for Roman Reigns, Steve.
The case for Roman Reigns is more a case against everybody else. Edge has been putting in a lot of TV time, eating up a lot of his contract appearances by being in this feud every single week. They've turned him bad guy, which means originally if they wanted him to win this as a face, they would have kept him face and it would have been a big face win. But then they turned him into the ultimate opportunist and he's sort of a bad guy. He's beating up the guy that everybody loves, Daniel Bryan, and he hates the guy that everybody loves, Daniel Bryan. They have not mentioned his 10-year anniversary of winning the title. He hasn't brought that up like once.
Yes, he has.
When? When's the last time he did that?
That might have been the SmackDown you missed. He did
that. That was ages ago. Before that was like right before they turned him.
Yeah,
that was the episode that I think he went off on Bryan and Roman. Could I be. Think.
But he did mention it. It was what 3 weeks ago. It wasn't that long ago.
That's fine. He mentioned it once. It's not part of the story. Like it hasn't. It's not a thing. If it was a thing, guess what? In every single recap package that they show, they'd be referencing it, and they haven't. So that's not a thing. Daniel Bryan is in this match to make it better and to make it so that this match is going to be so good that they're going to root, they're going to cheer no matter who wins it. Roman Reigns is going to have to prove that he is the man, the head of the table. But Daniel, I mean, if they want to blow the non-existent roof off Raymond James, Daniel Bryan wins this. But I feel like that's going to happen anyways because this match is going to be so damn good. Roman Reigns wins. I've got 8 confidence points.
Wow. Wow. That's a lot.
Yep.
I'm sticking by Edge. I've said all along that if Daniel Bryan gets put in this match because they don't want Roman Reigns to take an L, a pinfall L, if Roman was going to win this match, denying Edge the moment of winning the title 10 years after he retired, that's huge heat on Roman Reigns. They just could have had Roman Reigns pin Edge if that were the case. Cause I don't think Edge is opposed to eating a loss. They really want to protect Roman. Therefore, I think part of the reason they had Edge turn heel, if you will, go back to the Radar Superstars, because people are nostalgic for that era of Edge. And it's not so much, hey, we want to get back some heat on this guy, which they've tried to do a bit by the attacks on Daniel Bryan. You know, they're really referencing or trying to, you know, the peak Edge, which is the ultimate opportunist, rated R superstar. Maybe people will tune in to see this version of Edge as opposed to Edge, who is all about grit. And as far as the contract stuff, he can win here, have the huge moment. They can have a rematch, whether it's on a SmackDown shortly thereafter, next pay-per-view. He can drop the belt back to Roman. You still get to have Edge, have that huge moment to close Mania, holding the belt up, 10 years to the day, fireworks all over the place, and then you know, getting the road to back to the status quo, more or less. You know, WWE is all about moments, not so much stories. Edge winning 10 years a day. I know he didn't mention it a ton. He mentioned the lead up to the Rumble. He mentioned it at least once in the last month. Yes, is it sprinkled in everywhere? No, but they've referenced it. So Edge wins. I only have 3 confidence points on it. So I'm not staking a bunch.
I didn't originally want to put a lot of confidence points on this. And in fact, I probably should have gone more, because I am really convinced that Roman's going to win this.
Yeah.
I think that once they sort of turned Edge, I feel your point. I understand your point about people feeling nostalgic for the ultimate opportunist. Hey, well, maybe if we turn Edge into the thing that people really appreciated about him, maybe they'll tune in more. It's a bit of a, for me, it's a bit reading too deep into, they're so simple.
It could be.
There,
it could be. And I think, like, and then, like, there's just little things. Like, I feel like the storyline has pivoted somewhat away from Edge versus Roman to Edge Daniel Bryan. That seems to really be the focus right now. You know?
Because I think after this, they can go into a full-fledged, I mean, if Edge is going to stick around, I mean, I don't know. They could do this with him having the title as well, but I feel like it gives him more motivation to have a proper Edge Daniel Bryan feud. If Daniel Bryan sort of prevents him from winning this, and then Roman comes out with the title, he does his thing, and you know, you have Edge versus Daniel Bryan, which could lead to a series of classic matches as well, if they're going to keep Edge around.
We've also already seen Roman Reigns defeat Daniel Bryan twice. I don't know if Roman Reigns hitting a spear and locking in the guillotine on Daniel Bryan again is going to get the pop that, you know, that they may want for a Roman win. Also, it's a triple threat match. There's no DQ, so Jey Uso could still get involved. So it's a lot of ingredients in play here. They're sticking with Edge. I'm saying this from the beginning. So it may cost me predictions, although I feel like I have a lot of other picks that could cost me predictions.
Yeah, I feel like this can go any number of ways. This could go, there are so many different ways they can go.
My history with Mania predictions has not been good the last couple of years either, so.
Oh, have you looked at the record on that? I don't know what
the record is. I just know the last 2 Manias. I have not won.
Ooh, there's a story right there.
There is a story.
All right, anyways. So, yeah, obviously, we're going to be doing our live reactions to it. Hey, if you like this video, give us a thumbs up. Hit that subscribe button. It goes a long way towards helping the channel grow.
Yes.
Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We definitely appreciate it. Till next time, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
The following announcement is brought to you by the Enforcer, Stevie Bradley.
Sorry to interrupt your little love fest here about talking about how much you think your confidence is going to be on this WrestleMania card. The Enforcer had to break in here and school you two about what I think is going to happen, what the Enforcer knows is going to happen. So right here, we've got 14 matches, as everybody knows. You just heard Steve, you just heard Larson, how this baby works. So here we go. First off, we're gonna start with Lashley versus McIntyre. I agree with what Steve and Larson have said the last couple weeks. As soon as Lashley walked his happy ass on into the loser locker room, guess what? You might as well have just super glued your ass right into that loser locker room. You're losing, homie. 13 points on Drew McIntyre. Next one is, we got the women's tag team turmoil. I'm not going to go through all the names here, but I will say Lana and Naomi going to win that baby, but I feel so terrible about it. Number one confidence point on Lana and Naomi. Right, next one, you got Cesaro versus Seth Rollins. Now, I know beforehand I said that Cesaro was going to interject in that Shinsuke match and somehow help Shinsuke beat Cesaro to lead to this feud or build to it. That ain't happening. This is the show of shows. Seth Rollins is winning this baby. 9 confidence points. 9 confidence points. What is that? Embrace the vision, baby. Embrace the vision of 9 confidence points coming to the Enforcer. Next one, we got New Day versus Styles and Omos. I would, under normal tag team situation, I'd pick the New Day all day, but AJ Styles, Omos. I'll go 4 points on AJ and Omos. Why not? The next one, the Slow Express himself, Braun Strowman versus Shane McMahon. I feel this could go either way. That's why I've only got Braun Strowman with 2 confidence points. Somehow, even if he loses, I would not be surprised, and I'm only dropping 2 on there. So 2 for Braun Strowman. The Master Lock of the weekend, Bad Bunny, Damian Priest versus Miz and Morrison. 14 points all day on Bad Bunny. Celebrity matches, they never lose them. And if this weekend is the night that it happens, so be it. Bad Bunny, 14 points. And then what I hope main events, the first night, Sasha Banks, Bianca Belair. I will take Bianca Belair, 5 confidence points on that one. Next one, my favorite guy currently right now, Matt Riddle versus Sheamus. Riddle's going to retain that, I think. 10 confidence points on that one. Then you got Shayna Baszler, Nia Jax versus To Be Determined. That's who's going to be winning the women's tag team turmoil. Now, here's what I think here, okay? If I pick Lana and Naomi to beat Shayna Baszler and Nia Jax, then that means my match that I have no confidence in, I need them to win that one to get me 3. That just sounds stupid to me, but I'm only going to put 3 points on Shayna and Nia, even though somehow I think Reginald is going to ruin this and they're going to lose that and then they're going to break up. But still, I'm not so confident on Lana and Naomi getting to that match. So I could have some strategy, I'm going to go with Shayna Baszler, Nia Jax with 3 confidence points, even though somehow I don't think they're going to win it, but whatever. KO versus Sami Zayn. KO, 12 confidence points. But once again, it could be Sami too. Who knows? But I think KO is going to win this one. Sami can eat a pin. But then again, Sami could win this. But still, I need a swing. Manic pick of the night. Kevin Owens, 12 confidence points. Right, Asuka and Rhea Ripley, 6 on Asuka. Asuka, all day, please don't let me down. Come on. 6 points on Asuka. Big E and Apollo Crews. I hear Big E's going to get himself a nice celebrity entrance. That means he's losing, baby. All right. So Apollo Crews, 8 confidence points. Come on, Apollo, this time give it to me. You didn't get it done for me on Fastlane. Hopefully on the grandest stage of them all, you give that one to me. All right, The Fiend and Randy Orton. Let me get The Fiend, 11 points. And lastly, the triple threat, Roman Reigns, Daniel Bryan, and Edge. Repeat of WrestleMania 30, Daniel Bryan, 7 confidence points. I know 10 years to the day, all that mamma jamma, all that mumbo jumbo. I hear that, and I am going to ignore all of those signals telling me and telling everyone else to pick Edge. Daniel Bryan, 7 confidence points. So however you stack it, that's just a fact of life, you dummy.
Help support Going In Raw today by becoming a Friendo Club TV member. You'll get access to new bonus episodes every week, including Friendo Club Arcade, Live Power Rank, Vintage 10 for the Wins, and Ask Steven Larson. Get access to Friendo Club TV today by becoming a $5 and up patron at patreon.com/Steven Larson, by throwing us a sub at twitch.tv/Steven Larson, or by clicking join at youtube.com/Steven Larson.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.